Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue what we began early in the week, Monday and Tuesday, looking at claims of Christ that he makes that make it particularly difficult for the world. That is the fallen dimension of God's good creation. That means those who are walking in the world, the flesh and the devil, are in the midst of that battle. Every single human being is born into that battle, and we struggle in our willfulness and our pride of mind. There's certain ways we want to be the master of our own lives. And so it's a battle. It's a battle for everyone on the planet. And so I decided to pull together just a set of passages. It could include more, just 15 this week. I've done 10 of them so far, Monday and Tuesday. And if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can download the program there, go to our podcast, Renewal Ministries Podcast, and Fire on the Earth, and listen to it there. And then while you're there on our website, if you do that, I just want to encourage you to go. There's a lot of good free stuff there for you. There's all our YouTube videos, our television programs, a lot of material that we've written, copies of our newsletter, and the rest that's there. It's free for the asking. And I think it'll really build you up and get, and some of it can be incorporated into the rhythm of your own life and formation. I think you'll be greatly blessed by it. Let's begin with a little prayer today. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you've revealed about yourself. We honor you as Lord. We honor you as King. We honor you as Savior. We thank you for the truth that you've presented to us, that you've brought to us, the reality of the Father and the kingdom. And we pray that in each of our hearts today, we could welcome again and maybe welcome for the first time the words you've spoken, the commands you've given, what you're calling us to. We trust you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, open our minds, open our hearts. We seek transformation. We seek what we talked about yesterday with St. Mary Magdalene. Out of her, you cast seven demons. You transformed her totally, and she became an intimate companion with Our Lady, with the apostles and others, and you entrusted so much to her, which I'm sure she never imagined would be possible given whatever her background was. Lord, we come to you as beggars, and we ask you to pour out your Holy Spirit. Touch our minds, touch our hearts, give us a spirit of humility and meekness so we can gladly receive your teaching, no matter how hard it is for us to hear. Every word that comes out of your mouth for us is words of love, and we receive it that way today. In your precious name, Jesus, we pray. All right, so here's one that not only does the world tend to resist, the apostles themselves, I mean, not the apostles, but those who were with the apostles on this occasion saw how difficult it was. John chapter 6, verse 54, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood." The real presence of Jesus. There's both the reality of what happened on that day. There's a lot in that passage. And it's a very earthy way Jesus spoke, like gnawing on, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood." And then a whole bunch of people said, "That's too far. I've been with you up to this moment. This is too much to bear. This is not good. I'm leaving." And so lots of people left him. And Jesus wasn't, this is one of the beautiful things about Jesus. He was not in a popularity contest. He was perfectly united to the Father. That helped. This audience of one, his Father in heaven. Jesus spoke the truth in love. And it's interesting. It's worth reflecting on that whole crowds of people followed him up to this point and said, "Yes, he's got something. Yes, I want to follow him." And then, oops, stop. No, it's too much. And Jesus turns to the apostles. And you could imagine some of the apostles saying, "Lord, what are you doing? Even if it's true, don't say it. You're scaring them all away. We got to keep him here." And of course, those are my words. It's not in the Bible. But you can see the kind of tension of what's going on. And Jesus looks at them and says, are these words too hard for you, essentially? Are you ready to leave me? Jesus knows. I mean, there's so much going on in this passage that's so critical. And one of the things is that's so good for us to hear is Jesus stood on the truth. He lived the truth. He is the truth. He's the light about the truth. He's the light that shines and communicates the truth. And he won't change it for anything, for anyone, because that's what love demands. Love wills the good of the other. What an amazing, amazing witness. Well, today, how many people say, no, the Catholic position is too much to accept about the Eucharist? That's another thing. Here's number 12 of the week. Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit. It reverses the status that's celebrated in the world. Are you powerful? Are you famous? Are you rich? Are you in charge? Are you your own master? Are you your own decision maker? Are you a winner? These words of Jesus, let me repeat them again, right from the Sermon on the Mount, which is golden. You got to read the Sermon on the Mount. Commit yourself once a year at least, friends, to read the Sermon on the Mount slowly and think about your life in relationship to it. I do it quite a bit, actually, because I need lots of reminders. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The poor in spirit is one who looks to God for everything. Radically dependent on the Lord. And it requires humility. Bowing down again. Bowing down. Humbling yourself. Comes from the word humus, you know, the earth. And man, do we want to boast. And we just want to exalt ourselves. That's a deep part of human flesh. We don't want to bow down. And without it, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Wow. And guess what? We can't get there. We can make a decision to start it. You don't have to feel it. You just have to obey and do it. Initially say, despite the fact that I don't feel like doing it, there's something here that's true. And I'm going to bow down. I'm going to begin. That's huge to do something like that. Then the grace starts coming. You make a decision to align yourself with the truth and the will of God. Matthew 25:13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The delay between now and when we're going to die. I mean, if people say, well, okay, if I'm going to die tomorrow, I'll buy into all this just in case. But I don't want to buy into it if I got another 35 years to live or 40 years to live or something. I don't want to get that serious about it. It's going to ruin my weekend. It's going to make life difficult. It's going to take away some of the things that I really want to do and I like to do. Jesus doesn't come to take away things you like to do that are good to do. But when we have idols in our lives that we don't want to let go of, that's the issue. And if we think we're going to die tomorrow, say, okay, well, I don't need these anymore. And I don't want to just roll the dice. I'm going to go for it here and be ready if what Jesus said is true. But we can't, we don't know the day and we don't know the hour. So today, Jesus said, is the day of your salvation. All you have is today. And Jesus, if you're wise, if you're humble, if your heart is sincere, like if you mean it, that you want to follow him, it makes no sense to put it off. If you're putting it off, you don't know who you're talking to. You don't know who he is, really. You have a notion of who he is that's not accurate. Then ask the Holy Spirit to show you more. Because he is everything we've talked about this week. And all the claims he's made about himself, that's who he is. And he's offering you salvation. Matthew 25:32, Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Lots of people in the world reject the idea of a final judgment, a final appearance before the Lord of all, that they have to give an answer for their life. This is such an important truth for us to fully lay hold of. First of all, there's an appointment in your future, and mine, and everybody else's. You can't avoid it. And this man, Jesus Christ, God's ultimate man, you cannot play him, you can't con him, you can't do what human beings love to do. Every single thing we did, every single way we related to people, the words that came from our mouth we heard the other day, everything is going to be in an instant. We're going to see it and we're going to know. We're going to know who we actually are as we stand before him. Because if we, in our weakness and brokenness, we've said yes to Jesus and really sought to follow him, even amidst our stumbling and our difficulty, if we did what he said to do, to abide in me, to abide in me is to live with him daily the best you can, to be in conversation with him, to be baptized, to enter his church, to be faithful to Mass and the Lord's Day and the service of others, and you stumble and fall and you get to confession, all that. If you do that battle, you do it each day, you keep picking yourself up, and 70 times a day, the scripture is saying, God will forgive a heart that's sincere. You keep coming and you keep seeking to do his will. Even at times, again, that you fail, you just keep going. You will see when you appear before him, because the truth of what's really in your heart will be manifested. The fruit will be revealed right before your eyes and right before the Father. And then on the final judgment, the Lord's return, the general judgment, our lives will be seen by everybody. And if we die in the Lord, loving the Lord, meaning you don't die in original state of original sin, you die forgiven, having gone to confession. If you're listening to this and you're worried about dying soon or whatever, and you're not a Catholic, you're not a Christian, find a Catholic priest, call them, call a rectory, look it up, knock on a door. Say, I want to be ready to meet Jesus. What do I need to do? Finally, Matthew 16:26, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? What will it profit for you to die and me to die with all the gold we could possibly have and all the possessions and everything else? What good will it have done us if we didn't live for Jesus Christ, if we didn't receive the offer of salvation, if we didn't take him seriously, and we found his claims to be beyond the pale. Friends, let's embrace every claim of Jesus with our entire heart, soul, mind, and strength. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.